I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Tony Furtado will bring his new songs and his mastery of slide guitar and banjo to a house guitar, a house concert in Eugene tonight, joined by bassist Sam Howard, a show that also features the John Shipe Band opening. Tomorrow night, they'll be at the Alberta Rose Theater in Portland in full band form with Annalisa Tornfelt opening that show as well. Tony's celebrating the release of his newest album. I believe it's his 17th, called The Bell. And Tony Furtado and Sam Howard are here with us in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you.
Good to be here, as usual.
Always. Well, let's drop right into music. What's the first song you feel inspired to bring to us here today?
First song is actually released on the companion disc that I'm releasing with The Bell. It's called Copper and Tin, and it's an old Scottish folk song that I stole from, well, some other players. It's called Peggy-O. Thank you.
as we rode out for Nerio, as we rode out for Nerio, a captain fell in love with a lady like a dove. I called her by her name, Pretty Peggy O.
Tony Furtado on slide guitar and vocals, joined by Sam Howard on the bass and vocals, live in the KLCC studios with a version of the traditional Peggy O. Find that on the Copper and Tin release, a companion release to the brand new Tony Furtado CD called The Bell. They'll be live at a house concert at 755 River Road this evening in Eugene, full band show at Alberta Rose Theater tomorrow night in Portland, and down the line back at the Hi-Fi Music Hall in Eugene on July 18th. Funny thing with traditional songs, isn't it, Tony? It's like back in the old days, you took them, you modified it, and it was tradition. You do that these days, you get sued.
I know. Isn't that funny?
It's weird. There's something we're missing about tradition.
Or it's just sacrilege, you know? You know, you do what you do, and it's all the folk process, really.
And somehow it seems to me like maybe it's part of a process where the shift has gone from the song to the songwriter in terms of emphasis. I don't know if that's correct or not, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's... just a random thought.
To each his own.
Well, sometimes it seems to me like the most intense and open music comes out of times of great personal change in a songwriter's life. And I know you've been through a lot of change in both the positive and the challenging forms in your family in the last couple of years. Has that shown up in your music on the new songs on The Bell?
Oh, yeah. A whole bunch. Yeah. As far as personal change, I lost my father a few years ago. And one of my ways of processing was to sit down and just write some songs about it, you know. I kind of did it from different perspectives, too, different views. Like, I wrote a song from my mom's perspective. I wrote a song from my perspective, from my dad's. You know, it's like, that helped me through that. And there was also a big change with me kind of shedding away some of the layers of my own personal crazy business world, you know, where... I had to break some ties and create my own little world, as you may say. And, you know, it's a lot heavier than what I'm actually alluding to right now. And so some songs came from that too, you know, songs of, to me, they're kind of songs of freedom and empowerment, but, you know, they're strong songs, I think. And it's from strong feelings.
Freedom and empowerment must come in part from being a more independent musician in some ways these days, too. You, like a lot of other people, don't quite have the same ties to label and management that you once did. So that has a lot of freedom to it. It has a lot of responsibility and challenge, too, because there's kind of nobody telling you when to make a record or how to make a record or what to do with it when it's done.
So. Exactly. It's like those are my decisions, my choices, and so... it's scary on one part, but it's also just freeing in another.
How did that feel in terms of the studio process in creating this record?
Well, I definitely felt a lot of freedom to create the songs as I wished, more so than in the past. The last album, the last studio album I did was called Golden, and I followed my own path, but I still had, you know, the thoughts of what the label wanted, you know, or... some other unnamed folks might have wanted for it. And so I just, you know, this time it's like, okay, this is my baby now. I can really do with this as I wish. And that's how I created the EP too, because at the end of each day I'd be like, hey, keep it rolling. Let me put down this or let me put down that, and had a few extra songs that we created a little extra album with.
Tony Furtado with Sam Howard here in the KLCC studios. Have another tune for us here?
I do. I just want to make sure it's tuned up here.
Always a good idea.
The song that I'm going to do is off the new album. Hold on one second. And it's one of the songs that I've been part of. A couple of different song clubs. You ever heard of those where you get a song title on a certain day? all the songwriters that are in the club. You get it over the internet, and then you sit down and write a song that's inspired by that title. You have to finish writing it, record it, upload it to all the other songwriters so they can check it out. And it's always just a really fun process, and you have to do it so quick that you can't think about it. You know, you think about it too much and you miss the deadline, so you're accessing your subconscious a little bit. And this one particular week, the title we got was Dying Language, and so somehow I ended up writing a song, I guess, about hating hate or hating hate language, that kind of thing. Am I close to you, Sam?
I think so.
That'll work. So this is called Dying Language. Whoop. Not quite.
Just turned 71, so it's not quite as quick as it used to be.
Okay. So here we go. Dying Language. Take two.
Sharpen words to draw the line. I got no place for your world in mine. Cold and tired of it, bricks in the wall, shades of gray inside a soul. So don't you speak to me, don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. Don't you speak to me, let your dying language fade away. Old man, tell me what sad you said, and why is your nose stuck in their bed? Well, born to this world alone and wet, and nobody knows which way we'll set. So don't you speak to me, don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. Don't you speak to me, let your dying language fade away, fade away, fade away. It's warm red blood from every heart. A perfect broken spokes in a wheel. All of us different, all of us weak. So don't you speak to me, don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. Don't you speak to me, let your dying language fade away. But don't you speak to me, don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. But don't you speak to me, let your dying language fade away. Fade away.
Tony Furtado and Sam Howard live in the KLCC studios. Dying Language from the new release by Tony Furtado called The Bell. A house concert in Eugene tonight. Full band show at Alberta Rose Theater tomorrow night in Portland. Well, while Tony changes instruments over there, Sam, you're also in Ruth Moody's band, and it looks like you're heading off to open for Mark Knopfler in the UK. Yeah. What's that experience like for you, do you think? What do you look forward to?
It's we did it a couple years ago. It's a real honor and pleasure, and just a whole crazy different world. But he's a super, super great and generous guy, and it's a real fun thing for us to get to play in the big stages. So.
And see one of the true masters of both guitar and songwriting as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's amazing, and he's a really great guy. He likes to talk a lot about music, which is really cool. He likes to share, and it's a real treat for us.
That should be great. Sam Howard and Tony Furtado here in the KLCC studios. Let's get right into the third song to make sure we have time for it. What do you have for us here?
This is called Broken Bell. It's basically the title track from the new album. It's one of those empowering songs I talked about. Tolling laws cracked my shell. Don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. A broken bell, a broken bell. Don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Shadows rise when you hear the call. Shine the light and you watch them fall. You watch them fall with the coming day. Shine the light and they fade away. When I let you in to see inside, you will never change my mind. You will never change my mind. Cut your lies with a rusty tongue, and you built your house with the deed you done. The deed you done got a ring sound. Deed you done gonna tear you down. Well, I let you in to see inside. You will never change my mind. You will never change my mind. Copper and tin for a shiny skin shimmering new. Copper and tin, the ring hit true. Tolling laws cracked my shell. Don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. A broken bell, a broken bell. Don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Will I let you in to see inside? You will never change my mind. You will never change my mind.
Broken Bell from Tony Furtado, live in the KLCC studios with Sam Howard on the bass and Tony Furtado on the cello banjo there here in KLCC. They'll be live in Eugene tonight with the John Scheip Band at 755 River Road beginning at 7:30 p.m. Almost sold out, apparently. Also in full band show tomorrow night in Portland at the Alberta Rose Theater with Annalisa Tornfelt opening the show. Back at the Hi-Fi Music Hall in July 18th in Eugene as well. For more information on Tony Furtado, his new release, The Bell, and his sculpture, for that matter, TonyFurtado.com. Also, see SamHowardMusic.com for more on Sam's music. So, thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming in. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.